Greetings and welcome again to Fountain of Life's Daily Inspirations. This is Philip Hodson, and today we're going to carry on with the 23rd Psalm, and we're going to be carrying on here from the fourth verse. Psalm 23, we'll begin in verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Today we're going to carry on into this second half of this psalm. The first half just shared basically general promises with such assurances, knowing that the Lord is my shepherd, that he will do in my life what is pleasing to him, what honors him, what brings him glory. He will complete the good work that he began in my life. He will work all things together in my life for good and for his glory, because he's doing it all for his name's sake, and he has taken possession of us, and we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. We're his. And that was a very general, blessed promise. Makes me to lie down in green pastures. I will never come up empty at the end of the race. I will hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. I shall not want or be deficient. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And we read that, and those verses should give us such assurance and gratitude and rest and hope and trust and confidence as we walk through life with the living God. But lest we get some idea that all is going to be easy when we walk with him, now we come down into the place where you and I really live. Now we go from the picture of just simply being a sheep and in the Lord's pasture, which is so wonderful and so beautiful, to the realities of what that means in your life and in mine. And David now goes on, and he begins to define this reality as he shares that, no, it doesn't mean that you will be spared walking through dark valleys of the shadow of death, because he says here, yea, these promises are true, is what I can say right there. Yea, yes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's saying, yes, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. When you follow the shepherd, when you follow the Lord, he knows how to get you from one place to the other, and he knows exactly what you need, and he knows how to work all the ingredients that he has to work with, and all the resources available in this sin-sick and hurting and painful world full of death and sorrow and sickness and war and famine and confusion. He knows how to take his children through all of these things. And yes, he'll even use those resources in our lives. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, David says, I will fear no evil. What he's saying there is, I will fear no disaster. I will fear no injury. I will fear not the worst. I will face the very worst, the worst calamity, and I will not tremble thinking, oh no, what's going to become of my life now? Look what's befallen me. David says, no matter what befalls me, no matter what disaster, no matter what evil, no matter what calamity, no matter what wrong, no matter what injury, no matter what distress, no matter what actions come against me, I will fear none of it. I won't tremble at any of it, because those promises of those first three verses hold true, yes, even here. You know, and the tendency of people very often is things can be going so well when things are going well, but one moment things turn upside down, a calamity, a disaster, a situation comes that wasn't in our plans or even what we think is best for a Christian or what we should face in our lives or which is less than what we think for some reason we deserve. And all of a sudden, life was going so well, and in one moment of our plans being turned upside down, oh my, the past gets dark, the present gets pretty gloomy, and the future gets absolutely despairing. And yet David says, I will fear no evil. In the midst of all those things, my heart still remains at rest. Why? For thou art with me. And we can hear the words of Job as he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. No matter what I face, the Lord is given, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Job says, no matter what I face walking with him, I will still trust him. Though it looks like he has taken out his sword and is hacking me to pieces, I will still trust him because the promises of 1 through 3 in Psalm 23 are still true. No matter what I face, and he will bring me to the end of my race, hearing those words, well done. He is faithful. He is good. He is leading me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. How is it with you? Can you face the trials and tribulations and difficulties, fearing no calamity, no disaster, no evil, no misfortune, not being shaken up by it, not being shaken from your place of rest and confidence in God? When everything turns upside down in front of you, are you going to begin to shake and wonder, oh no, what's going on? Where am I going? What's it going to be? Or are you going to rest confident in God, knowing that Psalm 23 verses 1 through 3 are still true in your life? David says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod of your authority and your correction and your chastening and your bringing back of your flock and your staff that shows forth your glory and your righteousness and your authority and power, they are a great comfort to me. May that be our testimony. You know, may we be so overjoyed and overwhelmed with the words, I will never leave you, fail you, or forsake you. Can we not be content in every situation knowing that he is with me? Or does he have to give me a life full of just happiness and blessings and no difficulties and the paint never peels and the tires never go bald and there's never any difficulty, never a toothache, never a cavity, never a sickness, never a hardship? Does it have to be that way for me to be at rest and content? Or can I say, he has said to me, I'll never leave you, fail you, or forsake you? And can I be content knowing he's with me and knowing that his rod and his staff are there beside me? Can I be at total rest and not fear when disaster comes? Because I know that as I rest my trust and my confidence in him, even in the midst of famine and drought, that my wheat leaf shall not wither and I shall not cease to bear fruit for him. Because he is with me, and he is promised. And he goes on in the next verse, and he says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Now here you have life, walking with God, with Jesus as the shepherd, and here you come right face to face with your enemies that are out to destroy you and kill you. And here you are facing those enemies. And he says, you, Lord, prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. When my enemies are ready to overwhelm me and destroy me, here I sit feasting, communing with you. This is a song, a psalm, a song of communing with the living God through all things. In the first three verses we see it, green pastures, still waters, communing with the shepherd. And here he is through the valley of the shadow of death. You are with me, communing with his shepherd. And now here he is in the very presence of his enemies, and he's having a communion meal with his shepherd right there. Can you rest in that confidence? Do you know the joy in your heart of him right there in the midst of the biggest battle of your life, anointing your head with oil? Oh, this is an overwhelming reality. Surely, if this is your reality, your cup runs over. Tomorrow we're going to carry on and close this psalm out with the sixth verse. But may you be encouraged, and may you trust in the living God, and may you know that truly the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah God, is my shepherd. Oh, he is a wonderful shepherd. May the Lord bless you.